Lucky me this morning. I've just made it through 12 days of the great electric scooter experiment without being run over. Crazy scooters running red lights, paralyzing drivers, terrorizing bikers, zigzagging and speeding around toddlers in strollers, grandmas and grandpas in wheelchairs, families at water fountains, doggies at fire hydrants. Electric scooters are the rage and a hazard, causing injury and death. In Tennessee last month, a man on a scooter was killed by an SUV. In France last week, a scooter rider killed by a van. In Sweden by a truck. In Oklahoma, a 5-year-old child on a scooter with his mother killed falling off. So why then have 2,500 scooter renters been granted permission to menace Chicago? And why are thousands more electric scooters now on the way? I have no proof of this, but it's fair for me to guess that a reason they're invading Chicago is that the scooter makers are stuffing pockets in City Hall to persuade the decision makers to allow and promote electric scooters. Now, don't you worry about scooters, they say, because we're not permitting them to exceed 15 miles an hour and not permitting them on sidewalks. Oh, is that so? When's the last time you saw a policeman or anyone from City Hall slowing a scooter to 15 miles an hour or running a scooter off a sidewalk? I've never seen it, but I know when I will, when a scooter rider in Chicago is killed, or worse, kills someone else. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNRadio.com or download the WGN Radio app.